It's time to wake up.
DJ Infangela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
And I'm overly excited today.
Why is that?
Because we have the queen coming this morning.
Might want to turn your laptop off.
Hold on one second. We have the queen coming by this morning.
Beyonce?
The woman with the number, a young queen.
Okay.
But Beyonce is a different type of queen. Beyonce is a god, by the way. She has the number two song in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Soon to be number one.
I agree.
Cardi B will be here this morning.
Yes, Cardi B.
Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B, damn it.
That grind she went through from the strip club to reality shows to hosting
it's
to dropping mixtapes.
It's not over, though.
Now did you see her at the record? Diamond Ball yesterday, her outfit? She looked great. You didn't see it? She had on this gown that was incredible.
Okay, so I guess it's very important to tell people that Cardi came yesterday, then, since we're not... Because I didn't know she was...
No, it was all over the blogs. You got
I know, but that's why
dress.
We should tell them.
Crazy.
We should tell them that she came by yesterday.
She stopped yesterday after the show,
because we won't be talking about the Diamond Ball.
No, not the Diamond Ball.
She came before that.
She might have had on the best dress of the night.
Well, that's good. All I know is that Cardi B got the number two song in the country, and if she gets number one, she will be the first female rapper...
Right.
To be number one without a feature since Lauryn Hill 23 years ago.
Right.
So I think it is very important that we go out there and download Bodak Yellow, buy Bodak Yellow, stream Bodak
Yellow. She's about 50,000 to 60,000 away. So, and that includes everything. That includes DJ spinning it. That includes you guys streaming it, you guys watching the video, downloading, buying it. Anything that has to do with Cardi B, even her, you know, they got the
Bodak Yellow record.
The Bodak Yellow record, right?
Not Cardi B,
Bodak Yellow record. Even they have, you know, the video where it has the words, and so you know, so you can actually learn the song.
Yeah.
Even if you watch that, anything that has to do with that Bodak Yellow record, you stream, you download, you purchase DJs, you support. We'll get to
it.
We got to do it for the culture.
Get into hashtag Cardi for the culture. This is for the culture right here. Okay, we need this to happen.
Right.
And congratulations to you, Envy. You got a BET Hip Hop Award nomination.
Shout
Cardi
to
B got nine.
Yeah, shout out to BET for that. I was nominated again, so thank you to BET. And shout out to everybody
that's... What did they
nominate you for? DJ of the Year.
Oh, okay. The one they give to Khaled every year?
Give it to Khaled every year.
They do that. The same thing they did with Nicki Minaj for years with the Best Female Hip Hop Artist Award. That changed this past year, though. So maybe it could change for you this year.
Not this year.
No,
next year.
I doubt it.
But Khaled got nine nominations.
Khaled got this one. Yeah, he got this one.
That is amazing, though. Khaled does keep evolving every year.
He does. He keeps growing. Next year, I'm on his ass. This year, he's good money this year. And shout out to everybody that supported the video. I mean, we got close to a million on WorldStar, over 100,000 on the YouTube page, and it continues to grow. And definitely appreciated the Spotify shout out. So the record is close to a top 20 record. It's close to gold. I'm so happy, invested in myself, and really decided to do it. And thank you guys. I appreciate it. All right. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, breaking news. There was an explosion in London. We'll tell you why they are treating it as a terror incident. Also, Kanika Jenkins will give you an update because they have now reviewed the surveillance video footage from the hotel.
All right. We'll get into all that and more. Keep it locked. And Cardi B will be in the building next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now with Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beat the Cincinnati Bengals 13-9. Now let's talk about what happened in London, Yee.
Well, yes, this actually just happened this morning. This is 3:20 a.m. Eastern Time, 8:20 a.m. in London. There was an incident in the tube, which has shut down part of a busy London Underground line. They are treating this incident as terrorism. Witnesses said they heard announcements from officials that some kind of explosion had occurred on a train, so Parsons Green Street station is closed. So we don't know. This really just happened, so they're trying to figure out what went down. There was a lot of panic, people shouting, screaming. People were running down the steps trying to avoid the explosion.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about Kanika Jenkins.
Kanika Jenkins.
We have nothing positive this morning, huh?
Well, so Kanika Jenkins is the young lady who, 19 years old, she was staying at the Crown Plaza. She was at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel going to a party with her friends, and then she mysteriously was found dead in the freezer. So a lot of people were putting out speculation on social media saying,
all kinds of stories
saying that she was raped, she was murdered by her friends.
Oh, my God. She got
and that's why when I first reported the story and I said, we don't have all those details, that's just people on social media speculating, I wanted to wait. That's why I wanted to wait, because now they have reviewed the surveillance video footage, and what they saw in that footage was her walking into the freezer on her own and then never coming back out. Now, Andrew Holmes, who is an activist in Chicago who has worked with many police agencies during his years of anti-violence activism, had this to say.
First and foremost, I did view the video. Did anybody pull her down there? Did anybody force her down there? Was anybody on the other side in that room with her when she got down there? And the answer to that is no. She walked into that unsecured area that should have been secured with locks on there where she couldn't get in there.
Her mom saw the video too, right?
Well, they released the video footage to the family, so she hasn't said that she's seen it yet. But they do have the surveillance video footage. So according to Andrew Holmes, what you see in the footage is she's waiting in the lobby at the Crown Plaza Hotel after her friends went back up to the room where they had the party to get some of their possessions. She then takes the elevator to a lower level, wanders around opening doors. She's disoriented, and that's when she enters the kitchen and walks into the walk-in freezer. Now, the family is still waiting for toxicology tests to see whether or not anybody had put anything into her drink. That's one thing they still want to see. And he's saying that there were just a lot of different theories that were circulating. Now, here is Teresa Martin, who is Kanika Jenkins' mother.
He did make a lot of sense earlier when I talked to him on the phone, when he told me at the hotel not making money, so I should get up on live and ask y'all to shut the protest down. I should have listened to him earlier, because he did make a lot of sense, huh? So I guess y'all doing too much, but only thing I'm asking y'all, could y'all please just do it in peace. Don't get them people's nothing to talk to y'all, to talk about.
But this is why social media is dangerous. Social media had a whole murder plot, had it all figured out. Said she was lured to the hotel for $200 and raped and murdered by friends. It's like, everybody, stop making assumptions all the time and wait for the facts of the case to play out.
People were mad at me for not reporting.
Oh, they definitely was mad at you. Some lady even called and was pissed off at you.
I was like, listen, we don't know what happened. Let's just wait. If that is what happened, we should report it.
We should be like that with everything, though. Like, stop jumping to conclusions. It's okay to not know until you know. Simple. And I mean, common sense. We said on the radio, I know I definitely said, well, if she was in the hotel, it's going to be a surveillance video.
Yeah, we did say
that. Right. And they already said that there were 47 different cameras that they were reviewing footage from, so we were waiting to get that information. So what the hotel is saying that they are offering to pay for the funeral. So that's one thing. But, you know, I mean, the most unfortunate of this incident is that the young lady is dead. Now, some people feel like that unsecured area should have been blocked off and people shouldn't have been able to access that area, and the hotel was negligent for that.
Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a horrible night, and you just want to vent a little bit. Or if you feel blessed, maybe you had a great night, great morning, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's John. How y'all doing?
John, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
All right, man. Hey, I just wanted to throw a shout-out to you guys, tell y'all I'm blessed, man. You know, these days, everybody likes to jump to conclusions, and they like to, jump the gun, and they end up, you know, affecting people's lives in a negative way by reporting the news incorrectly. So you guys actually taking the time to find out a story before you report it is a true blessing. So I appreciate you guys for doing that, man. So I know people throw a little salt at you, but don't be mad, because, again, you're doing the right thing. So keep it up.
Yeah, we got it for once.
Thank you.
We got it right for once.
Hello, who's this?
This call from Savannah. How's it going? Good morning.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up? Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
How about them Cowboys?
Hey, we out here, dog. Undefeated.
Hey.
We undefeated.
Hey, you see, they beat the Giants. They held them to three.
We undefeated, bro. We undefeated.
Hey, it's early, but how about them Cowboys?
Look,
hey,
man, what you undefeated. Calling for, man? What you calling for, man?
He calling the them Cowboys.
Hey, that's right. How about them Cowboys?
We out here, dog.
Well, Envy, you want to tell him why you're mad?
Nope.
Now, let's go back to pretending we boycotting the NFL.
There we go. Have a good one, bro.
Hey, all right.
Get it off your chest.
I'm feeling blessed this morning. I get married to my high school sweetheart in 13 years tomorrow.
There you go.
That's congrats, nice. Where y'all bro? Getting married?
We getting married in Pocomoke, Maryland.
Okay. Do you know her body count? Or do you care?
Yeah, I know, cuz.
Does she know yours?
No.
Why you don't tell her yours then?
She never asked.
Nah, she gonna ask
people
now.
Don't
what's your
ask,
name?
People don't
what's
even
your name
ask
what's
questions
her name?
Like that anymore.
Her name is Brittany.
Brittany, make sure you ask your future husband
can
what his body count
is. Can we just say congratulations?
Yeah, congratulations. Enjoy the day, man. It goes fast, so enjoy it.
What goes fast?
Thank you.
Oh, the wedding.
Yeah, the wedding.
Oh, I thought you meant like the marriage.
Oh, no. Wedding, man. Hello, who's this?
Lynette.
Hey, Lynette, get it off your chest.
Well, I'm calling because I'm blessed.
Okay, well, tell us why you blessed, Mama.
Well, I'm blessed because I have a new position. I got promoted, and I built my home. And I'm really excited because I moved to Alaska all by myself.
Alaska?
Why the hell would you move to Alaska? First of all by yourself because ain't nobody else out there. Why Alaska?
Well, because I wanted to get away from Mississippi. That's where I'm originally from.
Oh, okay.
So do you like Alaska?
I love Alaska. The weather is nice. The people are friendly. And there's a lot of opportunities here.
You got your little Eskimo boo yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I'm sure that in Alaska there's more than Eskimos, right?
Can't even get a man in Alaska, huh?
No, actually, I'm divorced. I'm happily divorced.
Oh,
yeah, take
okay.
your time. A man does not define you.
There you go,
exactly,
Yee.
Exactly, Yee, and that's why I love you.
I ain't say nothing about a man defining you. I just say you got one.
The most important thing isn't do you have a man. It's that you're happy and you got a new opportunity.
Yada, yada, yada.
You're enjoying yourself and you love the weather.
It does get cold out there.
Exactly.
It does get cold. It's getting to be cuffing season, so like I said, not yet.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a good one.
That is a good question.
All right, thank
season
you.
In Alaska.
All the time.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
Get it off your chest. It's always cold in Alaska.
Is it what?
Is
what?
It always cold in Alaska?
Yes.
I would think so.
I didn't think so.
I'm not sure, though. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, get it off your chest, mama.
I'm highly upset.
Why are you upset?
My birthday is coming up, and I don't have a boyfriend. And I live good, but I don't know what's going on.
Go ahead, you tell them the BS about how men don't define you. go ahead, tell them what you want. She want a man,
listen,
too.
Listen, and now here's the thing. I was just telling one of our other listeners, because Charlamagne was making fun of her because she doesn't have a boyfriend, is that you don't have to have a man to be happy. Some people are in bad relationships and would be happier if they were single.
Oh, just think the worst.
You have to find the right man.
You don't have to be happy to be alive. Some people are sick. Some people are dead. Like what are you talking about?
Listen, she just got out of a bad marriage. She's divorced.
She wants a man. This woman right here wants a man.
Right, that's different than the other caller.
And a lot of people want, people want mates. We want significant others.
They want
the
right mate.
Well, good luck. I'm glad you called this morning. I'm sure you're confused now.
I'm praying for a man for you, boo. Not really, but I'm going
to
tell you that.
Thank you. I need you guys to put me on because I still cannot find the right one.
The right one.
My goodness.
But you hold out for the right one. Don't just have a man just to have one.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Andre. What's up, Envy?
Andre, get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man, I'm blessed today. I just had a kid a month ago, and I'm just feeling blessed, man.
All right. Congratulations. Well, congratulations, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Jasmine.
Hey,
hello.
Get it off your chest.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My friend Michael called, and I definitely want to talk to this topic because I do not like it at all.
You what?
I can't
understand what you said just now. What did you say?
I said we're going to talk about this topic because, you know, I do not like it. I just feel the topic about Miss Kanita. Yes.
Oh, the woman from Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What about her?
I was confused.
God bless the dead. What about it?
Yes, and I just feel like, you know, like her friends definitely have something to do with it, you know?
Maybe
that's not true. They saw the video. She walked into the freezer herself. So what are you talking about? Like, there's a video. There's a surveillance video showing her walking into the freezer on her own. So how did her friends have something to do with it?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of videos and stuff like that.
Oh,
I don't know. I can't recall, because I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay off of YouTube. Like, you know, like, the internet is going to be the death of us. The death of us, man.
My goodness.
I don't understand how we live in this information age, but it's so much misinformation. There is a video that shows this young lady walking into the freezer by herself.
But they are still waiting for toxicology results to see if there was anything that was put in her drink, because you could see that she was disoriented, according to people who've seen the video.
Angela Yee, I hate to say it, and I don't even want to make assumptions, but the toxicology report probably going to show that she had alcohol and drugs in her system.
Well, let's not put that out there.
Well, we don't know
and
yet.
And clearly, if you, on the video, she looks disoriented. Why else would she look disoriented? That's she was partying in a hotel. She's 19 years old. She's a kid.
That's why Angela Yee still made sure that she reported the right story and made sure when she got it, she reported what she really had and not just things off the internet.
Yeah, and the right story is there is no story yet. Right. You know what I'm saying? All we know is the young lady
was
dead.
No, we're still waiting.
Let's wait until the facts of the case come out.
Right. We haven't seen the surveillance video footage. We don't know exactly what happened, but we will, I'm sure, at some point because there is footage.
All right. So. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 if you need to vent or if you want to tell us why you're blessed, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards nominations. We'll tell you who leads in the nominations, and you can make your own educated guesses on who's going to win what.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Floyd Mayweather was on Hollywood Unlocked, and he said some things that were very questionable.
Salute to my guys at Hollywood Unlocked, Jason Lee, Melissa Ford.
Now, he was defending Donald Trump for those grab him by the vagina comments, and here's what he said.
You never heard anything about Donald Trump being racist until he ran for president and won.
Not
everybody,
true.
They like Donald Trump. He speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak. Like, man, she had a fat ass. You see her ass? I had to squeeze her ass. I had to grab that fat ass, right? He talking locker room talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grabbed about the man. Hey, listen. If y'all didn't want the man in the White House, y'all should have voted the other way. He done what he had to do when he got there.
Okay, first of all, real men do not talk like that. And secondly, yes, Donald Trump has had many instances before he became president, even with his residences that he had with people not being allowed to live in those residences because they were black. I think they even got sued for that.
Now, let's be clear. We do say, yo, she got a fat ass or she got a nice body, but ain't nobody saying I had to grab her by the ass. Like, no, yeah. I'm not touching nothing without consent.
I had to grab her. I had to squeeze her ass.
And I'm not encouraging any of my guys to touch nothing without consent. We might talk amongst each other about how a woman look, but that's for me, that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, he sound crazy. Nobody ever said, I need to grab her ass.
I had to grab her ass. Nah,
He goes on to talk about Donald Trump some more. Here's what he said.
See, my thing is this. It don't matter who's in there. If Trump is in there, Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. That's not going to stop my drive. See, the thing is this. Too many people are worried about what Trump is doing and what other presidents are doing instead of worry about what you're trying to do and what level you're trying to get to. See, my thing, I don't give a f- what nobody else doing. I got to worry about what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to get to. A lot of times, oh, man, it's going to affect us. Oh, man, if you ain't making $400-$600 million, man, it's not going to affect you no f***ing way. I'm the mother that should be tripping, paying $34, $25, $26 million. I should be tripping.
Okay, play the clip of Floyd Mayweather reading. All right, right now. This is enough. Enough is enough. Floyd Mayweather needs to shut the F up forever, okay? You got health care. You got immigration. You got the travel ban. Transgenders not being allowed in the military. Jeff Sessions reversing the Obama administration's shift away from private prisons. Like, bruh, Donald Trump's policies present all kinds of problems for people, and some of those problems are so much bigger than who pays what in taxes. Floyd's so damn out of touch with reality.
I mean, that's the main problem. And I love Floyd to death, and I think the problem is he's out of touch with reality. He forgot where he came from. He forgot where that grind in Michigan that got him to where he is. He forgot about that.
He's making so much money.
He forgets about that.
And Floyd, you do not go around grabbing women by that.
Forget all that.
You can't do none of that.
If you think Donald Trump's only problem that he's presenting to America is who pays what in taxes, you know how out of touch you are? Listen, people, always remember that the man who has no money is poor, but the man who has nothing but money is poorer. And that's Floyd Mayweather.
Now, don't get it twisted. I am upset about some of the taxes I have to pay, but that's on a small scale. The big scale is what's going on with everything else in this country, how people are affected.
You get rid of Obamacare, 20 million people won't have health care.
How people don't have health care.
All right, well, let me finish the Rumor Report. We can talk about this some more later. Now, ESPN apparently tried to kick Jemele Hill off the air and replace her with another black host after all the controversy that happened with her tweeting about Donald Trump. Now, here's what was said. Okay, apparently ESPN originally tried to keep her off the air Wednesday evening, but Michael Smith refused to do the show without her. Both sources also said that producers reached out to two other black ESPN hosts, Michael Eaves and L. Duncan, to ask them to serve as fill-ins, but they both did not agree to take the place of Hill or of Smith either. So they would have either had to place him with some white co-hosts or, I don't know. So they ended up going back on the air. Now, ESPN is saying that's not true. They said yesterday was a hard and unusual day, with a number of people interpreting the day without a full picture that happened. Now, he said, in the end, ultimately, Michael and Jamil appeared on the show last night, and doing the show the way they did is the outcome we always desired. We never asked any other anchors to do last night's show, period.
It is nothing to remove ESPN from your cable package if they make the wrong decision and fire Jamil Hill. Okay, because they already have put themselves on the side of hatred and bigotry by disagreeing with Jamil and saying, you know, her position on Donald Trump is not their position. So I dare you. It's just that simple.
Well, I mean,
it can be ESDN, okay, easily. Let's be clear on that. It can be ESDN easily. All right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, when we come back, Cardi B will be joining us.
Oh, man, drop one of Clue's bombs for young Cardi. She has the number two song in the country with Bodak Yellow, and we wanted to go to number one.
All right, when we come back, Cardi B, don't move. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The woman with the number two song in the country, soon to be number one. Cardi B!
Cardi B!
Hey, y'all!
Listen, Cardi came in here mad happy. Plus, Offset is here, so that lets me know she got d***ed down good last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Why you start laughing as soon as you come in here?
Because I know y'all gonna say something funny, like, that was just funny. And I knew I was gonna laugh.
Okay.
And then I just started remembering the last time I got interviewed, and it's so funny.
But life is beautiful. 9 BET Hip Hop Award nominations. You are leading the pack.
Really?
9 of them. Okay.
That's the first time I heard that.
Guess who she's tied with for the most hip hop nominations?
It
got to
be like Beyonce or Kendrick.
And it got to be Kendrick because Kendrick a rapper. It's not Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, Kendrick Lamar and Kendrick. DJ Khaled.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's good company. So let's talk about these Hip Hop Award nominations. Okay. Hustler of the Year.
Well, you know how she
is. You feel like you deserve that one?
I totally, yeah.
Matter of fact, I feel
like I deserved that award even when I was a stripper.
Word.
I used to work 7 days a week.
Well, that's a good thing. Like, what did the stripper world prepare you for in this world as far as hustling?
Sometimes I'd be like, damn, I'm so tired. Oh, my God. Like, I'm tired of getting up and going on these flights. And then it's like, you rather be here or do you rather be shaking your ass for 8 hours in heels?
Mm.
Yeah, I thought so, Cardi. Shut up, get up.
There you go.
And I saw Cardi B at Made in America, and she was like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to Atlanta right now. I was like, damn, she just hopped off the stage, left, got on a flight to Atlanta, working hard. Okay, next one, Impact Track, clearly.
Definitely got
Bodak
that one.
Yellow.
Best mixtape.
Which one, though?
You dropped 2 mixtapes in 6 months. Which one?
Well, you know, Sharon, both of them was immaculate. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know which one. I don't know.
She's good for that one.
All right, now this one, I think this could be it. Best New Hip Hop Artist.
Definitely got that one.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I'm new in the shape.
I think you got all of them so far, but Hustle of the Year. Hustle of the Year, Khaled did a lot of stuff.
But the reason I give her Hustle of the Year, though, is
Khaled got a machine behind him. Not saying Khaled's not a hustler, but this past year Khaled had a real machine behind him. Cardi don't have that yet.
And she's still out there hustling. Okay.
All right, single of the year for Bodak Yellow.
But you know what I'm saying? It's number two in the goddamn country. And if Jesus leads the way, it might be number one.
Ain't gonna be no might about it.
Yeah,
Bodak Yellow is gonna be number one.
MVP of the year.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
You can see all of these Hot Ticket Performer and Best Hip Hop Video for Bodak Yellow.
Life is just too good. I think you got six out of those.
I gotta give you 6-7 out of those.
Which one would mean the most important to you?
Read them things again.
I would say best hip hop video for Bodak Yellow, but best new hip hop artist.
Best new hip hop artist.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of new upcoming artists that I was like, oh, you good. So you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't care. I just want one of them. Let me get one.
You're definitely going to get one. Now, let's talk about that record that's soon to be number one, Bodak Yellow. That was a record off Gangsta Bitch Music, right? Volume 2.
No.
It wasn't on Gangsta Bitch Music? It wasn't?
Uh-uh.
So where was it?
It's a single.
Okay. No, I thought it was on the mixtape.
No, the album comes out next month, right?
I wanted to drop next month. I wanted to drop next month, and every single time that I'd be like, I think I got... I think I got all the 10 songs. It was like, no, I'm bugging. This ain't it. Because it's just like, damn, I'm competing with myself. I'm competing with the goddamn number two goddamn record and stuff. And it's just like, oh. Soon to be number one.
Soon to be number one.
You think it's going to be number one?
It is going to be number one. Now, were you mimicking Kodak Black on that record? That's what they say. Like, you was mimicking his rhyme style, sort of.
I wasn't really, like, mimicking and everything. You know, like, because I used my own words. Like, I used my own words. Just certain things that you flow it how it is. And it's just like, whatever.
Right? Why did you call it Bodak?
Because it kind of like, flow like his. So it's just like, why not? Bodak. And you want to know something?
But you know Kodak spelled with a K, though, Cardi, not a C.
But I'm B Lizzy. And you know where I'm so about to put my own twist on it. So it's just like, why not?
True.
You like the record?
Now, do you feel competitive because your boyfriend Offset is in the Migos? He's here now. And obviously, y'all both will be at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Are you like, okay, I got nominated for this. What if y'all are in the same category?
I think he would want me to win, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Over him?
Yeah.
That's dope. That's how a man should be.
Yeah.
You in love. You've been posting a lot of pictures.
Why you gotta use the L word first? Now, you know what? This was going cute to you,
Janet. The last time she was all over the place with love. She ain't know where she want to be. But now, you look happy. You look like you in love. I see the smack your ass getting in the car.
I gained a couple of weights. Now I'm saying, things we get with him. It's healthy.
Do you say that? You say, I'm in love. Like, in love. That's deep.
You know, No, I'm too gangster to use those type of words.
There you go,
buddy. It does look like you were subtweeting them, though, the past couple of days. You put, if you cannot deliver honesty in a relationship, you do not deserve to have one, period.
Who the hell said that?
You.
I ain't never said that. I don't put stuff like that.
You tweeted that 2 days ago.
Is that my real Twitter?
Oh, you know what? That is a fake, Cardi.
Oh, my God.
I know I say stuff like that.
I was like, damn, Cardi really in love. That was the fake Cardi.
Now, you know how to put stuff like that. Because you know. You know how to put something like, you lying ass motherfucker. Now, that's what I was saying.
You have been posting a lot of pictures on your Instagram, though.
But you know what I'm saying?
It was Fashion Week, though.
Yeah, it was Fashion Week.
And that's a big deal. And y'all was front and center. Like, now people are like, oh, relationship goals, Cardi B and Offset. And it is cute to see y'all together.
It's Bew.
It's Bew. <It's beautiful. laughs> How did Fashion Week feel, though, being around all them bougie-ass people?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for the past. This is my third time doing Fashion Week and everything. And it's just like, it ain't never really. It don't. You know, like in the hood, right? Like, people don't really like to compliment each other, especially New York people. We don't like to say nothing to each other. We may pretend like we don't even see y'all. So it's just like, that's the same thing we do now.
But don't you feel like this year has been the biggest, though, for you? Because, I mean, I saw you performing. It was a big deal this year. And Fashion Week has been
Alexander Wang or some shit I can't afford.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you're wearing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at Charlamagne.
Take it from Fashion
Nova. No, I don't know the brand.
I got special for y'all. Y'all, I ain't use Fashion Nova today, man.
No Fashion Nova today?
But I'm going to take this off, put it later on, man.
Are you still doing the high-low thing?
Yep.
Okay.
She put something on it was like a $10 t-shirt she had on the other day.
So what's
like
the cheapest thing you got on now?
Well, right now, I got it on. Right. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I got this dollar pearly earrings.
Okay.
Dollar pearly earrings.
You know,
last time.
Show the camera. They couldn't see it. Show it up on the other side. Where you get those from?
Like, you know, 181st Street in Washington Heights.
Yeah, on the table.
You got it on the table.
There you go, Cardi.
So these designers coming to you now, like, that hey, Cardi, funny. Let us style you for this, you know, for Fashion Week.
Yep.
Feels good, right?
It feels good. It's like, come on in.
All right, we got more with Cardi B when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Cardi B is in the building. Yee.
Now, have you and Remy got in the studio yet?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. But the last time I talked to her, I showed her a beat. She showed me a beat. Mm-hmm. And you know, she ain't going. Because right now, I'm so focused on my album right now. There's a lot of people come to my way, man.
I'm sure.
To do features?
Yeah.
How much you charging for features now?
You know what I'm saying? We talked about that. We talked about the passion game, man. Because you know what I'm saying? The people in the hood still watching me, man, might want to rob me, y'all.
You already stunting on them, though. You got the Bentley truck.
Bentley truck.
With no license.
You got
license.
But yet? I be lying. I be telling them, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm renting this, man. Don't get don't get fooled by it, man.
You got your license yet?
No.
Cardi. Why you ain't get a license yet, Cardi?
Because I you know what I'm saying? I don't got time. You know what? I'm not doing this today.
Do you know how to drive?
If I don't got my license, then what did that tell you?
She know how to drive. I seen her drive a long time ago. She know how to drive.
I could drive like around 12 a.m. when nobody's in the street.
Oh, my goodness.
Like up the block.
Yeah. Would we be nervous as passengers?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes my dad says that I hit the brakes real hard, so I don't know what to tell you.
So who drives the truck for you?
I'm
just around town. Okay, got you.
Did you speak to Nikki? Because I seen y'all going back and forth. Did y'all ever have a conversation?
Yeah.
Like she called you or you called her?
You know what I'm saying? We just conversated, man. And that's it. Anyways, y'all, let me tell you about the goddamn Bro That Ghetto, man.
On the G-Eazy record, you say, can you stop with all the subs, bitch, I ain't Jared. Who was that directed toward?
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? There's a thing that you have. Because, you know, people don't understand, though, that I got, like, beef with 10 bitches still in the hood, and I still be in the hood.
Why you still be in the hood?
Because that's where all my friends at.
Okay. For you to get
none of my friends live in goddamn Alpine Edgewater, man. Well, they don't live out there,
bring
man.
Bring them with you.
Bring them to your house.
You know what?
You don't want them stealing your stuff.
I don't know that that's
every
responsibility.
Every single time that I bring my friends and my family to my crib, they just be like, what the hell? Oh, so you can't walk to Target? Oh, no. Take me back to the Bronx where I can't just... can't walk to the gas station to get... No, they hate it.
So the people that you say hated on you, you know, whatever, is it more like before y'all had beef, but now it's more like now they kind of...
Probably just jealous.
Because what... I mean...
It's not really...
They kind of got to let it go now.
It's kind of not really like about my success. Like... Mm-hmm. When you just don't like somebody, you just don't like somebody, period. Like,
but what reason would somebody have, like, if a girl was like, yeah, I can't stand Cardi B, somebody that you know from the hood, what reason would it be?
Because, you know what I'm saying, I do bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? I do bad stuff to people sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You evolving.
I'm evolving, but it's like, I'm not all the way evolved.
But you are inspiration to a lot of the girls out there. They see where you came from the strip club to reality TV to... Damn near number one record.
Yeah. About to be number one.
So how does it feel to be an inspiration to all these young girls out there looking up to you?
It feels pretty good. And then it feels like a lot of pressure. Because it's like, I don't want nobody expecting me to be this sweet, beautiful, amazing person that's always in a good, nice mood. And I don't want to be like somebody that is like, oh, I got to watch what I say because there's kids watching me and stuff like that. Like, it's like... Don't follow me, man. Because if you follow my direction and you messed up, that ain't my problem, bro.
But you do give good advice, though. I mean, that's one of the reasons I initially started liking you on social media, because people would talk about the ratchet delivery, but the messaging was there. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Because, you know, like, I'm hood. I'm, you know, a little ratchet. But I'm not going to say mature because I'm not mature.
You got experience. Like, when you told the girls they need to go get an education unless they want to be freaking stripping or sucking to make money.
You gotta be smart and you gotta know what the hell you talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like I could switch subjects and things because a lot of things I learned it in school.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, right when I was a dancer, right, I used to work in a Caucasian club in downtown, right?
Wow.
And a lot of tourist people used to go there, like French people. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was taking French class in college, and it's like, oh my God, you're from France? I speak a little bit of French. You see,
things like
that, I learned it in school, and I took it to the hustle.
But can you really speak French? What can you speak?
Say something.
A little bit. Bonjour, je m'appelle Beckley. Comment tu appelles? Stuff like that.
What
je
that mean?
Je
m'appelle Angela.
Yeah. Oui. Good for you. Je te le français. Little stuff like that.
Voulez-vous
it's been a long
avec moi ce soir.
Oh, you talking some nasty stuff.
Now, I was with you with your Instagram until you said that you thought Charlamagne could be president. That's when I was like, I don't
what's
know.
What's wrong with that?
Damn it. No, you want to know something? Do you be sitting? Do you see the things that he be tweeting? It's so smart.
See?
It's so smart.
Like what?
I haven't gone to his stuff for a long time, you know what I'm saying? But at the time, the things that he was saying, it was like, this makes so much sense. This is the type of things that I want to say, but I can't word it right. Like, this is the thing I want to say, but I just cannot find the words.
Well, thank you, Cardi. I appreciate
without
it.
Without saying, you know, Yeah.
Now, what words of wisdom did Beyonce or Jay-Z give you when you met them at Made in America?
They just say hi.
That's it?
No, they say a lot of other beautiful stuff. I don't want to, like, you know, air stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what?
I met Beyonce, y'all.
I seen your picture.
I met Beyonce, y'all, and it was it Photoshop?
No, I was there. I was playing my role. I was standing in the back like, okay, she's about to have her moment. But I'll tell you this, while Cardi B was on stage, because I know you didn't even know that she came there, because you were on stage performing, and then all of a sudden there was like all this mayhem, you know, backstage, and then Beyonce walks up, and they're moving everybody out the way. But you were performing, so you didn't know that she came. And then Jay-Z walks up, and I was like, oh, man, wait till Cardi B get off stage and see Beyonce and Jay-Z standing there waiting on her. And it was a great moment to see you come out, and Beyonce was right there and then posing for pictures. I was like, damn.
Man, oh man, Jesus! I want to know why God been so good to me. I don't understand, cause I'm not the nicest person in the world.
But it's got to be something you're doing, though. Like you putting out some type of positive energy in the world to get all this back.
Hell yeah, pay a couple of people's rent, you know.
You do realize that if you hit number one, you'll be the first solo female rapper to do so since Lauryn Hill to hit number one without a feature. You do realize that it's been 23 years.
Wow.
You know, I feel like that time when Boston won the World Series.
Why Boston?
You from
Boston? I'm a Boston fan. Boston.
Really?
Because, you know, that's goodness. Where all the Dominicans is at. They ain't in the rest.
Oh, all the Dominicans ain't in the Bronx?
No. A lot of the Dominican players.
Oh, got you. Play for the Red Sox. Got you.
So it's just like, it's just...
So you're a Red Sox fan, so that excites you.
I don't think I should have said that. Because
you're from the Bronx. I'm from
the Bronx, New York, and you're a Red Sox fan, Cardi?
I should have cut that to myself, right?
Boston will love you, though. Boston will love the ish out of you. All right, we got more with Cardi B when we come back. Don't move. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Cardi B is in the building. People counted you out when you left Love & Hip Hop. I was like, there's no way she's done after Love & Hip Hop.
First of all, I always said Cardi didn't even need Love & Hip Hop. Cardi was a star before Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I'm on record saying that. So,
what was that decision to say, you know what, I'm done with it? Because you could have lost everything. I mean, you were on TV every week. It was a big platform for you.
I don't believe that.
Was it a tough decision to leave?
It wasn't tough, because I just didn't want it, like, no more drama. I already got, like, 10 bitches in the Bronx that want to jump me. You know what I'm saying? Don't goddamn need no more extra piling up. And it's just like, it was just a risk. It was kind of like I got inspired by that movie Straight Outta Compton. Do I want this $75?
Mm.
And you took that $75.
Mm.
So it's just...
Are you going to do your own show?
That's the thing. It's just like I got to do so much more other work. And it's like if I'm going to do my own show, like I really got to plan it out, think about it straight. And I got to like censor myself, because I talk to a lot of people that's locked up, man.
But let it be a docu-series. Like let them document your rise to superstardom. You know what I'm saying? Let them come see you at your shows, in the studio, that kind of stuff.
We be thinking about doing stuff like that, but you know what I'm saying? People might end up not liking me because I get crazy sometimes.
Now you kind of brush past it a little. You and Nikki don't have a beef, do you?
No.
Got you. Mm-hmm. She just not your cup of tea?
I don't... She ain't gonna fuck my man.
Goodness gracious.
Now, your dude in jail, does he know about Offset?
It's not her dude no more.
Her
ex. That's not my dude no more.
It's done. You don't even answer his call. You don't press 5 no more at all? Damn.
I ain't sacrificing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sacrificing this.
You be feeling
sacrificing
like...
Sacrificing this, man.
Has he ever been with you when he called? Has Offset ever been with you and then your dude calling from prison?
That's not her dude no more. That's her ex.
I mean, I know it's not your dude no more, but he still called.
Her ex.
I have a new number.
See, I knew it.
All right, now let me ask you about this. Have you been thinking about investing? Now, I saw the other day that Samora said something, and she said it wasn't really directed at you, but she had your video posted, right? And she said, just because you're busy don't mean you're winning. You better be reading your paperwork. Did you take that as a shot at you? Because then you did, it seems like, respond.
I definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely did. If half the world, most of the world felt it, I definitely felt it. And it's just like, I'm not a dumb girl. You know, I have a good team, and I also have parents.
And Jesus.
and Jesus. Like, it's just like, I have a good team and I have parents.
You don't even know her, though, right? It wasn't like,
I don't even know her.
You know, in the crazy thing,
she said it wasn't about you, though. But I don't understand. I still don't understand why she posted this video.
My video,
and said
like,
that. Yeah.
And just because you're busy. Which girl is more busier than me, man? Who's busier? I don't even care. I'm not a dumb girl. I've been doing this already, like, for a little hot minute. Contracts, lawyers, all this stuff.
I heard Nikki asked you to be in her video.
No.
That's not true? Oh. The video was she's...
I want to know where all these information is coming
where
from.
Where he be hearing from, right?
The streets, sources.
And tell Charlamagne you and Self made up, y'all kissed and made up, and y'all good, because he jokes.
I don't joke on nothing. I tell Self that he's stupid as hell, because I used to tell Self that should be your artist. You should bring Cardi B on your show at night. Cardi B is a star. But I guess he thought Mariah Lynn was better, so
see.
It is what it is. He missed out.
Just tell him y'all cool now.
That's my friend.
I'm sure y'all cool, but every now and then you got to remind him he missed out, right?
That's your friend.
That's my friend. You know what I'm saying?
So if he needs you to get on a DJ Self song, are you going to do it?
That's
my check.
You got to charge him. You got to charge him, Cardi. You got to charge him. Now, you had a moment at the VMAs, too. You basically told everybody that you stand with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
What makes you speak out about social issues like that?
Well, I always speak out on social issues because a lot of things bother me. And, like, a lot of things I just be feeling like it's unfair. And this is, like, y'all don't think this is wrong?
Word.
Y'all don't think this is wrong? But I don't even want to talk too much about it because I might get killed. No, if there's some Luminash looking at me.
I seen your sister Hennessy on the blogs, too.
Hennessy got a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I seen that the other day, yeah.
Do you guys go on double dates?
No.
You like her girlfriend? Like,
yeah.
Y'all cool?
Yeah, she's really cool.
Okay, good.
She just, I know where to turn gay. And I was like, well, go ahead then. Want me to teach you something?
Hold on, so she didn't like girls before?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. I wonder how this girl turned out then. Like, how'd that happen?
I don't want to know.
Where was she?
I don't want to know.
You didn't see it happen? Like, who's this girl that keep coming around?
And no, it's just like, I know where she's just like, oh my God, I think I'm gay. And it's like, what? Really? Well, but she was crying when she said it. And it's like, girl.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
But you've been with girls before, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm like the type that, like, you know, like, I can have, like, fun.
Right. You never been in a relationship Mm-mm. with another woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was 14, so it's not real.
I guess 14 is not a real.
You don't like that love word, huh?
It was just, you know what?
So you got with a girl before you got with a guy?
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really real. I was just, you know, experimenting. Like, oh, I think I like her. I think she likes me. Let's make out every day. Yeah.
So what advice do you give Hennessy about her situation?
It's new to me. Like, it's new that she has, like, I never had, like, a girlfriend.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like...
They look happy.
They look very happy. I'd rather her be with her than her last... I don't like that boy.
Okay. Well, that's perfect. How is the whole family react?
They cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
They cool with it.
Why do you think you should be number one, Cardi? Tell the people right now why they should go scream Bodak Yellow, why all the DJs should go in on it this weekend so it can be number one next week.
Because... Help a goddamn sister out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been number one. Not one time. Let me be number one one time, goddammit.
And you're going to call us when it goes number one.
Number one next week, man. That's calling it. Cardi B will have the number one record in the country next week.
She's going to call in and announce it.
If y'all screaming hard this
weekend.
Streaming, y'all. If DJ's playing crazy this weekend, we need her to be number one.
It can happen.
Because this is for the culture. We need Cardi to hit number one next week.
Yeah, this is for the culture.
It's for the culture. We got to do it for the culture.
It is
for the culture. Cardi for the culture.
For the culture.
It's like that movie, Bring It On.
The cheerleading movie. I don't know what that got to do with this.
I don't know either.
What does that have to do with this?
Hashtag Cardi for the culture.
What does that got to do with this,
Cardi? Download it. Watch the video.
Because I like Bring It On. That's one of my favorite movies.
I'm going to let you know as soon as I finish the goddamn interview.
Hashtag Cardi, Bring It On.
Cardi for the culture, damn it. We going to make Cardi go number one. Okay?
It's The Breakfast Club. It's Cardi B.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Fergie.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, this is sad. After being married for 8 years, Fergie and Josh Duhamel are separating. They released a statement. They said, "With absolute love and respect, we decided to separate as a couple earlier this year to give our family the best opportunity to adjust. We wanted to keep this a private matter before sharing it with the public. We are and will always be united in our support of each other and our family." So they have a 4-year-old together, Axel. And Fergie was just on The Breakfast Club. And here's what she said.
What was the hardest thing to open up about?
Love is Pain. It's like a kind of a rock, 80s rock ballad. There's other songs. It's about torturing yourself with a relationship that you keep going back to, and it's just that fight and that, something you can't leave or get away from.
But what got you out of that relationship? Because it seems like there was a relationship you had to get out of. What finally got you out?
I'm not going to say. What?
What got you out of the relationship?
I don't know.
She said, I'm not out of it.
No.
Damn, y'all caused Fergie to get a divorce, man.
No.
Well, clearly they've been divorced and separated since earlier this year. So I guess that song was pretty much about that situation.
I'm bored. I've actually had a shot with Fergie, it seemed like. Give him a little play. Give him a little bit.
Well, she was just having fun with She
was clearly just looking out for the less fortunate that day. She felt like doing some charity work, clearly.
All right, BET Hip Hop Award nominations are in. And let's see who you think are going to take home some of these big awards. Now, Best Hip Hop Video. Who do you have? Is it Kendrick Humble, Future Mask Off, French Montana and Swae Lee, Unforgettable, or Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts, or Cardi B, Bodak Yellow? What was the best hip hop video? I'm gonna say Kendrick Humble.
Kendrick Lamar Humble.
I like Kendrick Humble, but I also like French Montana, the Unforgettable. He went out to Africa and shot that video. I thought that was dope.
Kendrick Lamar.
I'm gonna still give it. I think it was very creative and a lot of different things he did in that video.
It was dope.
All right, now as far as lyricist of the year, would you give it to Chance the Rapper, Drake, J. Cole, Jay-Z, or Kendrick Lamar? Lyricist of the year.
See, that's never fair. To have Jay-Z in that category. You know what I mean?
He put out 444.
Especially for that 444 album.
I don't even think Jay-Z should be, even though he still puts out albums, I don't even think he should be in those categories anymore. Because he's a god MC. We know he's one of the greatest lyricists of all time.
But then you also have, and we're just talking about this year, so right. It's not of all time.
Give it to Jay.
Right, give it to Jay for 444 album.
But then Kendrick Lamar's album was out as well.
I'm giving it to Jay for 444.
Yeah, I say Jay.
All right, that's what it feels like. And single of the year, would you give it to Bad and Bougie, Bodak Yellow, Humble, Mask Off, or Wild Thoughts? Single of the year.
Bad and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie.
But I think Cardi B, too. Cardi B, it was the end of the year, but Bad and Bougie was damn near all summer.
I'm going to give you two more categories. Now, DJ of the year.
Bad and Bougie was last year, though.
I think it seemed like it was a long time ago.
DJ of the year. Would you give DJ of the year to DJ Drama,
Khaled,
DJ Esco,
Khaled,
DJ Khaled,
Khaled,
or DJ Mustard?
Khaled.
I say DJ Envy.
Khaled. I didn't say DJ Envy.
I'm in that nomination.
Oh, Khaled. Yes, you are in there.
I say Envy.
Khaled.
Khaled had an amazing, phenomenal
Khaled.
Year.
Khaled.
Hashtag Envy, bring it on. Everybody vote for DJ Envy. Hashtag Envy, bring it on.
Nah, but I go with DJ Envy.
All right, and last
I think you're
but not
biased.
I want to do this one as well, of course. Who had best new hip-hop artist, okay? Aminé. Cardi B.
You know what I mean?
Caroline.
You heard the song. You heard the song.
Kodak Black, Playboi Carti, or T Grizzly?
Cardi B.
Cardi B, it's not even
I'm
close.
I'm going to give that to Cardi B also.
It's not even close.
All right. Well, that's the BET Hip Hop Awards. So I'm just getting y'all ready for that. That is going to be in Miami, by the way. It's airing on October 10th.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's get into Drake. Apparently, his security team roughed up the singer Shawn Mendes, and Shawn Mendes talked about the situation on The Tonight Show. They might have been a little too enthusiastic. Check out what he said.
And I go over, like, oh, that's Drake. I go say hi. Like, he must, like, remember me from previous experiences, like, twice. So I go over and I go to, like, touch his side. His, like, 6'6", 300-pound security guard.
No.
Next thing I know, I'm, like, in the middle of the weekend show with, like, my arm hooked behind my back, like, with his Drake security guard, like, has me just, like, completely at his mercy. And I see Drake look over, and in my eyes, I knew it was, like, help me, please, Drake. And luckily, like, he, like, looked at me, and then I saw him, like, put the things together in his mind, and he realized it was me, and he comes over and like grabs the guard. He's like, don't do that, you don't know who that is. And it was like, I was terrified.
Yeah, Drake security almost did that
that's
to me, too.
That's a little overzealous.
Yo, why don't y'all stop being groupies for Drake?
No, it was actually a Breakfast Club party, and this is when you and Drake had beef, and Drake actually went to the club to see you. It was our party, so I was walking to the stage, and they blocked. Remember we went on stage?
Yeah. I didn't go on stage.
I went on stage.
I stayed my ass right in the VIP.
I was like,
I'm not moving.
I was like, I'm going to see why Drake's here, if he's really looking for Charlamagne, and they almost tossed me, flipped me, and threw me out, but it was our party.
I thought he came looking for us, though.
He was looking for you. He was looking for you.
So why would you go approach
I wanted
him?
To see if he was really looking for you or what it was. I was trying to support my guy, Charlamagne.
And they tried to get a picture.
I'd never do that
you
again.
You beat up for me.
See, I didn't move. I stayed right at the table with my little drink in my hand. Like, I don't know what MV's doing.
I'll never do that again.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 15th, goes to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now, Money Mayweather did an interview with Hollywood Unlocked. Salute to my folk at Hollywood Unlocked, my man Jason Lee, the homie Melissa Ford. Drop on the Clues Bombs for me. They were interviewing Money Mayweather, and you know Floyd has a relationship with our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. That's his guy. Incredible how you all get mad at every other black person for taking pictures with Donald Trump, but not Floyd Mayweather. Floyd and Donald Trump have a lot in common, though, because no matter what they do or say, no matter who they offend, they still garner support. It's actually incredible. Both of them are Teflon. Well, Floyd Mayweather Jr. was on Hollywood Unlocked, and they asked him about Donald Trump's infamous grab him by the poom poom comments, and Floyd actually defended them. Let's hear what he had to say.
Everybody, they like Donald Trump. People don't like the truth. He speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak. Like, man, she had a fat ass. You see her ass? I had to squeeze her ass. I had to grab that fat ass, right? He talking locker room talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grabbed her by the pussy, man.
I must not be a real man then, okay? Now, play the clip of him trying to read.
No!
Play the clip of him trying to read.
I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
No, stop.
I think that's unnecessary.
No, that has nothing to do with this. Stop.
Absolutely not.
Now, do I discuss with my guys and my gals how a woman looks? Absolutely. Do I discuss how fat their ass is and how big their breasts are, how nice their body is? Absolutely. I do that with my male and female friends. Everyone appreciates a nice body. So we definitely talk like that amongst each other. But I have never thought to myself or encouraged any of my homies to touch a woman without her consent. Because, Floyd, I don't know if you realize it, but Donald Trump was saying that when you are rich, powerful, and a celebrity, you can basically do what you want to a woman. He said women just let you grab them by the poom-poom. Floyd, when you say things like, man, she had a fat ass, you see her ass, I had to squeeze her ass, I had to grab that fat ass, are you asking this woman for consent to do that? Or you just feel like you can do that because it's there? Or you feel like you can do that because it's you? Play the clip again.
Everybody, they like Donald Trump. People don't like the truth. He speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak. Like, man, she had a fat ass, you see her ass? I had to squeeze her ass, I had to grab that fat ass, right? He talking locker room talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grabbed her by the pussy, man.
Okay. Now play the clip of him reading again,
no,
right?
Stop.
F that. Play the clip of him reading.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
No. People need to be humbled, okay? He ended that interview on Hollywood Unlocked by saying, yeah, I grabbed her by the poom poom, and how about you will get a sexual assault charge to go along with all those domestic violence charges you have acquired over the years. My brothers, listen to me. We can talk amongst each other in the locker room, barbershops, recording studios, wherever we gather and congregate. We can talk amongst each other all we want about women and their bodies. But having a sense of entitlement when it comes to a woman's body, okay? The mindset you can just touch a woman where you want, when you want, because of who you are, is predatory and criminal. Okay, it's one thing to be having locker room talk amongst each other. It's another to be predatory and criminal. I am happy financially Floyd Mayweather has accomplished everything he has. But always remember, the man who has no money is poor, but the man who has nothing but money is the poorest. Play the clip of Money Mayweather reading again.
No,
play the clip.
No. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio.
Stop. I thought you were sorry about that.
Please.
Wasn't you sorry about that?
Stop defending Floyd Mayweather. He needs no defending, okay? Stop it.
What is that defending?
Please give
him
Floyd Mayweather the
yet.
Biggest hee haw. Please. Please.
All right.
Well, that's your guy. You still bringing him to Powerhouse? That's still DJ Envy and Friends? You gonna still stand on stage with him? Huh?
Thank you for that donkey today.
Yeah, these guys.
All right. Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
Are you a giver or a taker?
What?
That's the Freaky Friday
question.
What
does that even
mean? Are you a giver or a taker?
What do you mean?
I think what
Evie's
talking about is in the bedroom. Now, we had this discussion with Tammy Rivera, Waka Flocka's wife, on lip service. And in every relationship, someone's a giver and someone's a taker.
Are you a giver? Is this like a top or bottom thing?
No, why
are you the one that receives more of the pleasure, or are you the one that gives it more? Because there has to be a balance. There's always a relationship. Somebody's a giver, somebody's a taker. Which one are you?
No, that's not a good relationship then.
Charlamagne looks like a taker.
No,
like
you got to be a giver and a taker.
No, you are both, but I'm saying somebody's more of one, always.
No. No, I don't know what kind of relationship y'all got.
You know what?
Envy said he's more of a taker.
I'm more of a taker.
What do you mean you're more of a taker?
I had to calculate it like this. There's been more times where I orgasmed and went to sleep than my wife just orgasmed and went to sleep.
So you're
suck then. You suck in the bedroom.
No,
your mouth game trash.
My wife is that
your mouth game trash. Your penis game trash.
My wife,
you suck.
My wife.
First
is
of all,
great.
Me and my wife get it in. I do her first because I know what
I'm
gonna
do. That's what I usually do.
I know what I'm gonna do once I get mine.
You and me both.
Okay.
But every once in a while, the wife wants to go first, right?
So, no.
See.
No, you setting yourself up for failure then. Okay. Don't put me to sleep. All right. You know what's gonna happen once I get mine.
I go first immediately because I take care of her first.
Absolutely not.
Because I know. Well, after me, it's over.
Absolutely
lights
not.
Out, cameras
don't nothing stop. Listen, period don't stop me because the period don't stop nothing but a sentence.
Now,
I'll put my mouth
wise,
right on that clitoris with the blood coming up.
Balance wise, I would say that I'm more of a giver than a taker. Okay, some people like to please more. Now, I always get mine, but I feel like I do more work. But I enjoy it.
Y'all got some terrible relationships, bro.
I
it should be 50-50.
That's impossible.
It actually 50-50. Should be 70-30.
That's impossible.
How is it impossible?
Okay, 70-30 is fine because it's
No. How is it impossible? You get your woman off, she gets you off. So how is it impossible?
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You eat the poom poom, right?
Yeah.
Do you eat the poom poom longer than she gives you fellatio?
I eat the poom poom until she gets off.
Is it longer than you give fellatio?
What
and
do you
then
mean?
She gives you fellatio.
It don't matter.
I'm asking a question.
What matters is who gets off.
We all get off, but I will eat the poom poom when she continue to eat the poom poom.
I always stop my wife from giving me fellatio because, once again, I am a giver as well. So if I let her give me fellatio and then she gets me off, that's it.
So
I only got one.
There you go. You said you're a giver.
No, it's not. It's equal.
800-585-1051. Are you a giver or a taker? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Migos, Bad and Bougie. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now, today's Freaky Friday question comes from Angela Yee's podcast, Lip Service.
Right.
Now, what happened on Lip Service,
Yee? We had Tammy Rivera on, and one topic that we talked about is, are you more of a giver or a taker in the relationship? As we all know, in relationships, there's, of course, we give and we take, but one person does more than the other.
Right. Well, let's hear what she had to say.
So there's people that do more. Like, for instance, you might be more active in the bedroom, get on top, ride it, suck his do all of that.
Wow.
But then there's people that is more takers, that you might be more like he does all of that for you. Okay?
Well, what are you, Angela?
I'm more of a giver.
You more of a giver? I knew you was a hoe.
Now, Tammy, are you a giver or a taker?
I would say I'm more submissive.
So you're a taker?
Yeah, I'm a taker.
800-585-1051. Well, I'm more of
a taker.
Yes, I am. My wife is very horny.
Active.
And I'll be sleeping, and she'll just come and say, baby, I'm blessing you. And then after, I'll fall asleep.
She says that, baby, I'm blessing you?
Well, she doesn't say that, but that's pretty much what she's, you know, she knows I'm tired, and she knows that, you know, I need my rest. And she'll just be like, you know, do what she got to do, and then her baby goes to sleep.
Well, I would say that I'm more of a giver, too. I'm definitely more of the active one, you know, all over the place, jumping around. But I've been with guys before that were more givers than I was. So, you know, it's obviously there's certain times that you give more than you take and take more than you give. But I would say in general, I'm more of a giver.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tatiana.
Hey, Tatiana. Are you a giver or a taker?
Well, I agree with Charlamagne. I think it's 50-50. But if I had to choose, I would say I'm a taker.
Yeah, 50-50 is an ideal situation, but in life...
It's almost impossible.
It's impossible to match somebody 100%.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm a taker.
Okay. Thank you, Mama.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mimi.
Hey, Mimi. Are you a giver or taker?
I'm both.
You both. But if you had to pick one, which one do you usually go
with? Everybody does both, but we all...
I,
I'm a giver.
You like to give. You like to please.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Tell me what it's like for you in the bedroom.
Well, I'm all over the place, though.
You said you're all over the place. What do you mean?
I'm over the place. Like, I'm real freaky, so I'm doing a lot of stuff.
Like, freaky, like, in the butt freaky?
No. Oh, no.
So you're more of a rider than a missionary.
Yes.
Okay, so riding is freaky to you. Okay.
Or right.
No, it's more giving.
All right.
She
all
does
right.
more of the
How
work.
How old are you?
I am in my mid-30s.
Okay, yeah, you got to get a little more freaky, man. Put the in the butt one time.
Oh, okay, Envy. Tell him what you like.
Not my, forget it. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this your boy Rico, man. Calling from that 910, North Carolina.
What's up, Rico? You know when you say something foul and then something comes back to you? Angela Yee just hit her leg so crazy right now.
I dropped some green juice on me, but it's gone.
Now, you're a giver or a taker, bro?
I'm more of a giver, man. I prefer to give, but sometimes you got to just take it. Sometimes you got to take yours. You know, that's the word. It's take. So, but I'm more of a giver, you know.
Okay, so you like to please your woman more.
Of course.
Make sure
I get off more when I'm giving. And then that just gives more to me, you know. So, you know, I don't know if it's, you can say how you want to say it, but, you
but
know.
But guys like that are the best. They get pleased because you're pleased, and that turns them on.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, I've been married 13 years, so, yeah, you know.
You know what's
obviously,
up.
I'm giving it, you know. That's what I do over here.
That's what you do over there. All right, player.
All right, now.
All right, 800-585-1051 is Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
We're asking, are you a giver or a taker? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now, today's question comes from Angela Yee's Lip Service Podcast. Tammy Rivera was on the podcast. I seen Tammy the other day during a fashion, this fashion week in the city. So I seen her during a fashion week event. And you were talking about giving and taking.
Right. In relationships, when you're in the bedroom, someone's normally more of a giver and another person obviously is more of a taker.
Now,
so which one are you?
When I'm not tired, I'm a giver.
Right. But in general, you're always tired.
But
so
when
you're
I'm
more
tired,
of a taker.
I'm a taker. I ain't gonna front. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Are you a giver or a taker?
I'm a giver.
Just like this, Angela. Okay, explain.
My boyfriend doesn't like to give me what I want, so I do him more than me. I do it for him.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're happy about it.
Yeah, it don't sound like you're happy at all.
Sounds like you're a giver by default.
Sounds like you're kind of boring in the bedroom.
Yeah, he is boring.
I meant you, but okay.
Like, well, she said she's giving. She does everything.
Yeah, but she listen to how she sounds. She doesn't sound excited.
Having to always do everything?
Right. Do you get all excited in that fellatio?
Yes, I do.
And I'm talking spit and saliva everywhere?
Yes.
And do you cuff his testicles?
What?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, maybe you are a giver. All right. Well, I'm sorry. You have a great
she
day and have a great weekend.
Is.
I just wanted to make sure. She didn't sound too
she's
like, too
not
into
happy
it.
Because he doesn't do what she likes.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Rue.
What's up, bro? You a giver or a taker?
I'm a giver, man. You got to get your Yelp reviews up, man. Like, I feel as though when you first meet a girl, you got to do what you got to do to get her hooked.
Right.
So, you know, you go ahead and give her some fellatio until she get off, and then you give her that pounding. And then she's going to talk about it later. Because she, you know, girls talk, so that's your Yelp reviews. You need your reviews up.
So you're more of a giver because you want to get good reviews.
Yeah, because she gonna, you know, girls talk, and then, you know, her friends going to be wanting to know what's going on over there. So that's how this is
going to
end well.
Okay. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Man, it's John, man. What's good?
What's up, John? You a giver or taker, John?
Man, give, man. All day, for real.
Okay, all day. So you enjoy pleasing a woman.
Yeah, man. I look at it like this, man. As important as women is, man, they need everything. You feel me? So me as a man, I'm way more of a giver, man. And it be out of love, man. My woman, she'll tie me up. I get straight to it. I ain't got to have nothing in return. I like my woman to be satisfied all day, every day. You feel me?
Yeah, right. Now that's the attitude.
Hello, who's this?
Y'all, my name is Stedman. First off, I want to say God bless y'all's show. Y'all make a difference in the community, man. Just wanted to shout that out. But shout out to the Caribbean, too. I'm from an island from the Caribbean. But
what
I'm
island?
Giver,
what island?
Oh, San Andres. It's S-A-N. Andres Island is owned by Colombia. It's down by Panama and Colombia.
Okay.
Yeah, not popular, but y'all be going on vacation. Y'all should check it. It's real nice.
San Andres.
Okay. Now you a giver or a taker?
I'm going to give her a day, man. I believe as a man, woman tend to, we're talking about sex, tend to ejaculate a lot if you're doing the right thing. But as far as orgasm, I feel like it takes a longer time for a woman to so I feel like I'm a giver all day.
Okay. And that turns you on because you have the goal of making sure that she's pleased.
You have to. And the way you could tell is either you see a lot of white stuff or her legs can be shaking. Either or.
Oh, wow. Okay. There we go. A lot of white stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, of course, you give and you take. But in life, we would love for everything to be balanced. I think the best people are people who enjoy giving, not necessarily expecting in return, but being pleased from the results of being generous. And I'm pleased with that.
Okay.
And but you're a taker. You're disgusting.
Shut up. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about this custody agreement between Rob and Blac Chyna. We'll tell you the details about that.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, before we get to the rumors, let me shout out to Kid Capri. Kid Capri, legendary DJ. He has a foundation that he has. It's called GiveAKid.com, where he's getting money and helping the kids in Houston. He's actually getting money and buying them books, buying them supplies, pens and pencils. And I just thought that was a good cause. GiveAKid.com, GIVAKid.com. So shout out to Kid Capri. And also this weekend, what we're doing, shout out to The Breakfast Club, shout out to Packers, shout out to Bun B, shout out to High Hole Silver, shout out to Power 105 in New York. We have a hurricane relief drive, all right? We have an 18-wheeler. We're going to have it in Teaneck, New Jersey from 12 to 4 this Sunday. 12 to 4, I'll be out there. And we're just going to load that truck up with everything we possibly can to try to help people that's been affected by the hurricane. We're going to have, I mean, everything. Water, clothes, feminine products, Pampers, Similac.
Non-perishables.
Yes. Anything that we possibly can send down there. Toys.
Blankets.
To help. We are definitely going to load that up. And we're going to need the help of everybody out there. So even if you don't have much and you say, well, I only got a couple of things, that's fine. Because we're going to need you to help pack this stuff up. I got my kids coming. They're going to help. They're going to their school today, and they're getting clothes from kids. So it's a really dope event. So we're going to go out there. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you out there. I'll be out there. My wife will be out there. The Casey crew will be out there. Some celebrities will be out there helping. It's for a good cause. Shout out to Mike from Packers.
I can't wait to see Brooklyn loading up the truck.
Yeah, Brooklyn's little baby ass. She's going to be loading up that truck. She can run around. She's going to be throwing stuff in the truck. I don't know if she's going to be neat. She's going to be throwing toys. Well, she probably try to take the toys out the truck, but she's only 1 year old. All right. But I'll see you guys on Sunday. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Oprah.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, September 24th is the day, and that's the day that Oprah starts on 60 Minutes. So one of her first stories is going to kick off with talking about America's political division. She wants to do stories that have impact. She is driven by that, and that's why that show, 60 Minutes, is such a good fit for her. So that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I'm definitely going to check that out. I would love for Oprah to come up here one time, just so we can have a great conversation. Well, just talk about, I would love to talk about everything with Oprah. She really inspires me. She's filthy rich, and she still works like she's dead broke.
Oh, okay.
Now, she still hustles like she is dead broke, and I respect that.
All right, now, Trevor Noah has inked his deal. He will host The Daily Show for another 5 years, so congratulations to Trevor Noah as well. He will still remain responsible for writing, executive producing, and hosting the program.
That's dope.
For The Daily Show, so congrats.
Congrats to him. He's a friend to the show.
Yes, now, Rob and Blac Chyna, let's discuss their custody agreement. They were battling it out, but now they have settled their custody war. Now, he was trying to give her $10,000 a month for child support, but she wanted more than $50,000 a month. So they have agreed to $20,000 a month. And
how does she get that much? Rob doesn't have a job. Like, because his mom is rich, you just get that?
I mean, he has a sock company.
That's sock. Who, you ever seen anybody wearing them socks?
I don't even know what socks they are.
They do
That's
sell them at Neiman
know.
Marcus, but I've never seen nobody buy them.
Wait, maybe it's not your demo.
Okay.
All right. Well, in addition, she has agreed to drop her domestic violence allegations against him, and he has agreed to pay her legal bill and all of that. I feel like Blac Chyna might make more money than him.
Oh, I get it now. So she said, I will drop the domestic violence charge, but you have to pay me $20,000. And he doesn't want that on his record.
So he decided to. Okay, so it's a little. It feels like allegedly. I just say allegedly. Like allegedly blackmail a little bit.
And Kris Jenner's probably like, look, I'll pay it.
Yeah.
You know, that's nothing to her.
Okay, I guess you're right.
All right, now Troy Ave has posted that he is appearing in court this morning. He posted on his Instagram, I'm facing 20 years in prison and almost lost it all because of a hater. Pray for your boy. Hashtag free Troy Ave. Hashtag RIP Banga. So he's in court this morning. I'm sure we'll hear more about that once he leaves court.
Yeah, good luck to him. He usually hits me every other couple of weeks and tell me how everything's going. I haven't heard from him in a while, but I definitely don't want to see him do no 20 years in prison now.
All right, and Snoop Dogg's son wants to join Big Baller Brand. Now, what he wants to do, Cardell Brodus, is he wants to actually help design the Big Baller Brand sneakers. Here's what he said.
I love the Big Baller Brand, but I think they can use some of my help. I want to help, you know, design some stuff for them.
All right.
I think that'd be dope.
That'd be a nice collabo.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt TV. Now, of course, I released my video for my single, Text Your Number, featuring Fetty Wap and Slink. If you haven't seen it, go to the Breakfast Club YouTube page, check it out. Or you can go to World Star, go to the page, check it out, stream it, let me know what you think. But tonight on Revolt TV at 9 o'clock, they're doing behind the scenes of everything you could possibly see. They're walking through my crib. They go through everything in the house of how we shot the video. It's the old, I hate to say it, MTV style because it's on Revolt, but it's the old MTV style.
Like MTV Cribs?
Like MTV Cribs slash behind the scenes of the video, making it a video. So that's tonight at Revolt. Shout out to Joe Ed. He put that together. It's dope.
Okay, Joe Ed.
They actually
we
came to the crib.
Working.
They stayed for like 14, 15 hours, actually seeing the process. They might have seen who stole my belt, because somebody stole my belt during my videos.
Joe Ed.
It might have been Joe Ed. So that happens tonight at 9 o'clock on Revolt TV. If you have Revolt, definitely check it out tonight at 9. All right? Now, the People's Choice mix is up next. We throw it back. Let me know what you want to hear on a Friday at DJ Envy. Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.